Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. Well, we made it through a week. I'm finally, I guess, feeling back to myself. I feel like my energy's back, and hopefully that was the last of being sick for a while. Yeah, not fun. What else will I say? Last night, what did I get up to? I just played some Apex Legends. I actually brought up the Xbox from downstairs to upstairs and hung out with my wife as she was coloring. She likes to color as something to do that helps her kind of relax in the evenings. And I wanted to hang out with her, so I brought the Xbox upstairs and I played Apex Legends. I was having a really crummy time playing that game last night. I was just failing miserably left, right, and center. I did, however, manage to level up, and I unlocked enough credits to unlock the last character that I needed for the full set. Because I was an EA Access member, that got me a free character, which I picked Mirage, which is this guy that can, like, send out, like, hologram decoys of himself to trick your opponents. And the guy that was remaining was a guy named Caustic, I believe his name is, and I probably should have unlocked him first because he seems like a really good character. I guess he can deploy these like smoke traps, which is really, really cool. And it seems like a lot of the higher level players stick to him. So probably would have been good to unlock him, but I kind of slugged my way through it last night and I accumulated enough credits to unlock him, so that kind of carrot on the stick is now removed, so I don't know. Luckily the game is fun enough to just play, so I will probably spend the next little time kind of learning how he plays and seeing if he's a character that I want to stick with. But yeah, kudos to EA and Respawn for putting that game out, because it's a lot of fun, and the fact that it's completely free, and even if you're not very good at video games like myself, you can unlock characters. That's kind of cool. Yeah, this weekend is my daughter's birthday party. It's pretty nuts that she's gonna be turning 3. 3 years, wow. When you have kids, time just seems to fly right by you. It's pretty insane. Like, I never really understood as a kid, like, when you're a kid, time seems to move so slow, but now that I'm older, it seems like I can't, like, catch a breath, because every time I turn around, it's another kid is getting another year older. Yeah, like, my eldest guy, he'll be turning 9 this year. Like, 9 years. Seems like it's gone by in a blink of an eye, but it's just a crazy thought. Like, 9 years I've been a parent. It's insane. So yeah, I'm sure this weekend will be a little crazy, but that's okay. I'm sure we'll get through it. Yeah, other than that, I received, what did I get recently? I know a while back I talked about a pair of headphones that I picked up, the COS Porta Pro headphones. I like highly recommend them. I've been wearing them a lot and I really enjoy them. My only gripes, because I wear them like pretty much all day at my desk, after I would say like 4 hours, they really started to kind of pinch on my ears. Because they're like a on-ear headphone, and I have pretty big ears, it doesn't like distribute the pad kind of equally, so I find that I'm like shifting the pad around, and it's, after really long sessions, it's, not like super comfortable. When you first put them on, they don't feel like anything, and, they're quite comfortable, but, if you're wearing them for extended periods, they can get a little uncomfortable. So I was looking online for replacement ear pads. I've done that with pretty much the majority of my headphones, just because I wear them for so long. I've kind of upgraded the ear pads, and I've had really good results. So I was looking around, and there's a company in Japan that makes ear pads for the COS Porta Pros. So I ordered them a few weeks ago, and they arrived a few days ago. And what a huge difference in comfort those have made. I can now wear them all day happily without any fatigue. I opted to get them in, like, an orange. They kind of complement that, like, retro Walkman look. It looks a little ridiculous. I'm kind of thinking maybe I should have just went with black. I don't know. But they kind of suit, because the headphones were designed in the 80s, they look like a pair of headphones that you would plug into your Walkman, so that kind of, like, orange padding kind of completes the look in a way. And I think, yeah, they definitely stand out now with the orange pads. The pads are really large, but they do such a good job of protecting, and like the padding is just really comfortable, and yeah, like I said, I don't feel any fatigue wearing them all day long, so that's good. And sometimes with pads, they can affect the sound. Obviously, if you have more padding, that's going to change the sound signature a little bit, but these pads worked well, so yeah, they still sound great, and I'm really impressed with the headphones. Just a great all-around sound. Yeah, what else? I want to look into, as some of you know, we do, my friends and I record a video game podcast called Second Player Press Start, and I want to look into live streaming the podcast, or kind of setting up some video production that I can record in the moment that doesn't require a lot of editing afterwards. The main issue that I'm having right now is I'm recording the audio with two mics, but I'm having to do a lot of kind of audio processing to get it to sound decent. one of the issues I'm having is one of the mics picks up the other mic quite well, so it's almost like this kind of reverb effect when you're listening to it unedited, but with some magic I can fix that in kind of post process, but I want to figure a way of cleaning up that audio in real time and then maybe using some software to record a video stream of the podcast and maybe play around with live streaming. I don't know. I might experiment with that this weekend if I get some time, but yeah, that will be that. I hope you guys have a good weekend, and we'll chat to you again on Monday.